The following was previously recorded. It's a very special edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, Billy McWiggin. Well, first of all, welcome, and then I want to go back
a
little bit. You know, our last chat just a couple months ago, we had a chat. You were doing an outdoor concert. It was kind of a proof of concept that allowed this engagement to remain intact, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we did the drive-in before, I think we talked about it. It's like, we have no idea what's going to happen. And that's kind of the world that we live in now. And luckily for us, everything went without a hitch. It was very safe. Everybody felt very safe. The response was great. And so we knew that kind of going into August, people still aren't very comfortable necessarily going inside. So we just very easily moved it outside using the same concept. And, you know, great music in a parking lot is just as good, surprisingly enough, as great music in a concert hall. Luckily for us.
Absolutely. Plus, you get to show off your cool car if you happen to have one of those.
That happens. Yeah, cool cars, cool license plates. You know, that's the cool things I got to see.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to run over for those listening to this, just some of the semantics so that you understand. I mean, vehicles are assigned a parking space. It's kind of like a checkerboard in the parking lot. Folks come in through Cass Street on the north side of the building. You check into the event. It's a cashless event, so make your reservations ahead of time. And then you are able to bring portable chairs. You have to sit on the driver's side in order to maintain the social distancing. And those that wish to remain in their car and keep the air conditioning running, this is actually going to come out on a radio station as well, a shortwave broadcast there, right?
Yeah, Mike, that's kind of my favorite part. People in the cars with the air conditioner going, the sound is really good in there. We call it the lot. That's our radio station we made up. So, yeah, I mean, what became cool with the Rave-On thing was that it actually became an event. You know, you could see people kind of figuring out how it's going to work, because this is new to all of us. So as people figured it out, it became really great. And it's awesome for us. I mean, the only thing we have to deal with is weather. So sometimes it rains, and we won't do a show if it rains. But if it's hot, I will melt on stage, and you get to watch it happen.
Well, and I bet all the young ladies are melting when you're out there playing their riffs too, Billy. So
oh, stop, please.
Well, give us a little preview here of Billy McWiggin's Pop Rock Orchestra. I've seen different numbers of how big the orchestra is for this. How big is the orchestra, and what are some of the great songs we're going to hear?
Well, I mean, initially we had a huge 15-piece band set aside for this. Next year we will have that. So we're going to be about a 9-piece band. I'm looking at the set list right now. So we've got some of my original songs. I've got an album coming out. We've got a couple of those in there. We got some Eagles, some Billy Joel, some Queen, some The Cars. Oh, my gosh. We got Elvis, Steve Miller Band, Elton John. It's going to be all over the place. There's nothing like it happening in a parking lot anywhere in the world right now. I can say that. There's nothing like it happening.
Nothing like it. And I think one of the best parts is you may start out in the car with the radio on and the air conditioning, but I got a funny feeling you're going to get out to that driver's side of the car just so you can dance.
No doubt. I mean, and it's cool to see. So people enjoying themselves again is what it's all about for me.
Hey, Billy, as a performer and the love of the audience and the ability to connect, albeit from a much greater distance than you're used to, how much of a relief has that been for you to be able to have the show just a couple months ago and then this one coming up here in August?
All right, if I'm being honest with you, Mike, I think I went a little crazy. I mentioned that I recorded an album in my garage during quarantine, and I think I lost my mind a little. I got to perform these shows in my bathroom every night, just like I would do when I was a kid. So the second I could get back in front of people, even though they were 20 feet away from me, you could still feel that energy. And man, it just, this is all I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I know that for sure. There's nothing else I'm going to be able to do. So
That's fantastic. Tell me the date.
You got it. Sure. Our dates, we're going to be running August 4th through the 23rd at the Omaha Community Playhouse.
That's magnificent. And, of course, people can go to omahaplayhouse.com in order to reserve their tickets. And you do need to reserve those tickets. By the way, another point of order, bathrooms are available in the main lobby. Please wear your mask, because that is required in order to stop
in. And we had no problems with compliance before. Everybody, you know, everybody just kind of goes along with the flow, and that's how we make this work. So come on and have a good time.
Absolutely. Billy, in just a couple of seconds that we have left here, sure. your favorite part of doing this?
Oh, my God. I mean, the thing that I missed the most was not only connecting with an audience, but also connecting with the band. I was stuck most of the time just musically performing with myself. And just to be able to connect in a way, it shows you how important music is and how important being around people is. I miss that so much. And so to have all of that back, there's nothing like it.
He's Billy McWagon.
I'll never take it for granted again, Mike. I'll tell you that.
I'll bet not. He is Billy McWagon. His brother, Matthew McWagon, is the music director. And this is the Billy McWagon's Pop Rock Orchestra. It is coming to Omaha Community Playhouse. Billy, thank you so much for taking the time. Great to chat with you.
Always my pleasure, my friend. Be well.
You too now. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.